It's a hot topic with all the politicians wanting to improve schools and create more places. Labour candidate Lee Godfrey says they're against the current programme.
We don't agree with the free school programme, so we're going to scrap that and we'll give more control to local authorities to meet the needs of the local population. We'll give them real power as well, so they can really decide what they want to do, where they want to build where, just so it meets the needs of the local population.
Ed Davey, candidate for the Liberal Democrats, thinks more work needs to be done.
I believe we need to build four new primary schools across Kingston Borough before the end of the decade. My real worry is making sure we've A, got enough resources to do that, and secondly, we put them in the right places.
Conservative candidate James Berry wants more places available.
In Kingston, we desperately need more schools, and the Conservatives on the council are working with free school providers to bring new schools to Kingston and Surbiton. One of my top priorities as MP, if I'm elected on 7th of May, will be to bring new schools to Kingston and Surbiton so there are more quality school places here for parents to choose from.
Ben Godfrey for UKIP says he's aware of the problems an ever-increasing population can cause.
UKIP recognise that there is a school place crisis, and this is something that affects us in our constituency disproportionately because there is a huge demand in the area.
Claire Keogh says the Greens are against social segregation.
Our vision is a comprehensive, broad education, accessible to everybody, mixed abilities, because study shows everyone does better when we're in mixed ability groups. And even those with special needs, learning needs, would also be welcome into those schools as well.
The two other candidates standing in the constituency are Laurel Fogarty for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition and Daniel Gill for the Christian People's Alliance.